Over the next few days, before and after the elections that get underway this weekend, we will be speaking to a number of politicians and pundits. But for a somewhat different perspective, in today's program, Ian Willoughby speaks to a group of 18-year-old school students who will this weekend have the opportunity to vote for the first time in their lives.
I'm at a secondary school in Vysočany in Prague 9. I'm here to meet some of the school's fifth-year students, some of whom, or all of whom, I believe, will be voting for the first time this weekend in the elections. With me are Christina, Ilya, Teresa, and Veronica. Veronica, if I could start with you, what for you are the main issues in the elections, and what are the issues that may decide which party you vote for?
Well, for me, the important issues are social issues. Definitely, that is the main sort of area by which I choose which party I want to vote.
What particular social issues?
Well, definitely issues of tax and the whole welfare system, because I feel that that's something that's really important to a lot of people I know.
Christina?
Well, at the moment, I'm quite a lot interested in environmental issues, which I think most of the parties in our political spectrum don't put too much importance to. So I would decide according to what improvements in this area the parties offer.
Okay, and you, Ilya?
Well, for me, the most three important issues are stable economic growth, frequently good cooperation with EU, and reforms of the educational system. At this phase, I would like to say that I'm quite disappointed that parties are only discussing matters in terms of finance, but they don't talk about reforming the system in terms of educating the pupils, meaning that pupils will no longer be taught to absorb large amounts of facts, but they will be actually taught how to apply these. And this is a problem in the Czech Republic that must be solved, and that is as well necessary for keeping that stable economic growth.
In general, are you interested in politics? Do you follow events in the newspapers? Do you watch the news on TV? Do you discuss politics with your friends, Teresa?
Yeah, we always argue in class about politics, and I personally watch the news and read magazines, and I am interested in politics.
Yes, I would definitely say that I do watch the news and read the newspapers, and especially with the upcoming elections, political discussion in groups of friends has been very frequent, I would say.
And animated?
Definitely.
Do you respect politicians? Do you respect the Czech Republic's political class, so to speak, or your leaders, Christina?
Well, I do respect all the politicians for actually going into politics and presenting themselves to the public in the way they do, even though I mostly do not agree with many of them.
Ilya, what do you think? Do you respect your political leaders?
Although I don't always agree with all their proposals, ideas, and perhaps with the intervention of some lobby groups into politics, I respect their work, and I think that they are a necessary part of the society.
What about their method of debate and the language they use? When you see, I don't know, the head of one of the biggest parties calling the head of the other biggest party a liar on television, Teresa?
Well, maybe they should sometimes think about the words they use, because it's what they do is not always appropriate for the television, as an example, the slap at that conference.
That was when Mr. Macek slapped David Roth, the health minister, on the back of the head recently. Another question is campaigning and the use of celebrities in campaigning by political parties. One of the best examples, I suppose, now is you can see Milan Baroš, the football player, on billboards for one of the main right-wing parties. What do you think of that? Is it something which might influence voters or influence yourselves, perhaps?
Yeah, in some cases, I would say it may influence a lot of voters, but actually, I personally see it as an exaggeration of the election campaigns, and I'm not in favor of celebrities taking part in the election campaigns of particular parties, because it seems as there is always just money behind that.
Veronica?
Well, I think that the political parties who have popular personalities on billboards and in other media. Well, I would say it's quite sad because these parties aren't presenting their program. They aren't presenting their ideas. They're simply placing some celebrity there instead to substitute these ideas, which I don't think is really the right thing to do in the campaign.
What about the smaller parties? Would you vote for a party which, realistically speaking, doesn't have a chance of reaching the minimum 5% threshold? Would you vote for a party that simply won't get into Parliament? Ilya?
No, I wouldn't. To me, it seems like at this phase quite an effective use of the vote. I would rather prefer a party which is experienced, of which we know something, and that can propose something sensible to us and reasonable as well.
Anybody disagree with that?
I would disagree with that because I think that really we should always vote for what we believe rather than vote tactically against someone because we don't like them, so we don't want them to win. And so if none of the major parties really suit us, then I think that it makes sense to vote for a small party that doesn't get into parliament but show that we support these ideas anyway.
Well, I think at this time it's much better to vote against what you're against than what you're for, because I don't actually agree with all the big parties, but I'll rather vote a big party that has a chance to get into the parliament to prevent another party, which I really don't like, to get into parliament. For me, voting a small party that doesn't get in, it's like for throwing my vote away.
I won't ask you who you're going to vote for, but are you going to vote? And are you looking forward to it? You're all 18.
Yeah, I am going to vote for sure. And I am quite a lot looking forward to it.
Definitely, I am going to vote, and I am looking forward to it. And I think that it's definitely one of the rights in a democracy that I really want to use, and it's the right thing to do so.
Definitely, I will vote. I've already selected my party, and I take my election ballots everywhere with me where I go. So I'm excited.
I will vote as well because for me it's a new experience and I want to have a say in what happens here.
And that report on Prague's first-time voters by Ian Willoughby. Thank you for listening to Radio Prague. Remember that all of our stories are available online at www.radio.ca.